previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
According to FinSCO, which is a nationally representative study of how adults manage their financial lives, use and access to financial services, in 2023, we spoke to 5,600 respondents, and the interview were conducted at the respondents' homes around August and October across all 9 provinces. So this gives us a picture of 45 million adults defined as 16 years and older. Living costs are rising against the fixed salary. 38% or 17 million adults monthly income being not enough to cover living expenses. Therefore, it's not surprising.
What does this say around the cost of living in South Africa?
It shows that it's very high. 84% of your salary goes to the living cost. And it really means that then you don't have much to spend on the developmental needs, entertainment, education, and so forth. And so it's really, really hard for the consumers and buying some.
Now, we have just come out of the strict COVID-19 era where restrictions restricted people earning at their full potential. Has that contributed mainly to where we're at currently?
It does contribute. We checked the impact of it in the study. We found out that around 3 million adults are still recovering from the impact. But also, we do know the negative impact it had against the small businesses. And this is the only hope we're having. Look at the data that in the past 20 years, the formal sector only grew with 2.3%, while the informal grew with 112%. That's a change. But it was heavily affected by COVID, and much support is needed there.
Tell me, is it a question of improving the economy or financial literacy amongst people?
I think we need both. The growing economy, but also to equip the consumers as far as the financial literacy programs are concerned, because they're very crucial in terms of equipping the consumers to adjust when the economy is not growing, and in terms of how they manage their income against the expenses and how they take well decisions and manage their financial affairs.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.